When President Bush delivers his State of the Union message tomorrow night, he probably will not propose a tax increase. But in states across the country, governors will devote their annual addresses to ideas for bringing in more money. States are coming up short on revenue, a total of about $40 billion short, and most have laws that require a balanced budget every year. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that the requirements leave few alternatives.
When Mark Warner was running for governor of Virginia, he promised to continue phasing out the state's unpopular personal property tax on cars. The phase-out was begun by his Republican predecessor, Jim Gilmore. But when Warner, a Democrat, took office earlier this month, he found his predecessor had left behind a budget shortfall of nearly $1 billion. Warner quickly announced that further cuts in the car tax were being put on hold.
Well, as someone who is committed to finishing the repeal of the car tax, as I said in my campaign during my term, this was a challenge, but we also have a commitment to Virginia's children in terms of education and those who require a safety net and the people who travel on our roads. So that was a situation of balancing.
Warner is not alone in revisiting already enacted tax cuts. In Maryland, Governor Paris Glendening wants to postpone a planned income tax reduction. In Florida, Governor Jeb Bush signed legislation rescinding a $128 million tax cut. At the federal level, the president has said calls to delay or cancel future income tax reductions amount to tax hikes that would be done over his dead body. That led to an uncomfortable moment on NBC's Meet the Press recently for Republican National Committee Chairman Mark Roscoe, who had to admit presidential brother Jeb Bush's action amounted to just such a tax increase.
This is a scheduled tax relief measure for millions and millions of American families, and clearly, if it's not going to place, then one perspective most certainly is that it's raising revenue.
So Governor Bush in Florida is raising a tax?
I think that argument could be made, in all fairness, yes.
But like many other governors, Jeb Bush was largely a victim of circumstances beyond his control. States were riding high during the boom years of the 90s. State treasuries were flush, and many governors cut taxes. Then came the recession and the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Now states are finding revenues are down, and there are new demands on spending. Kansas Governor Bill Graves, a Republican, is faced with a $400 million shortfall. His solution? To cut spending in some areas and raise the cigarette and the sales tax. So far, Graves says, residents seem to understand.
They expect us to provide quality schools and social services to people who are less fortunate. No one is particularly happy about it, but I find Kansans to be fairly reasonable folks who understand that you don't get something for nothing.
According to Ray Shapak, the executive director of the National Governors Association, things are not going to get better for the states anytime soon. Even if the economy turns around, he predicts unemployment will continue to climb. There will be some $6 billion worth of homeland defense-related spending to absorb. And Shapak says many states face a deteriorating tax base.
Most states don't tax services where all the growth is in the economy. And on the other side, you've got the in spending, you've got health care, which is about 27% of state budgets, which is now growing 10, 11, 12%.
Shapak says the federal government isn't helping much because federal tax cuts are continuing, and that affects the revenues states collect. So Washington has, in effect, forced the hand of governors who, barred from the luxury of running deficits, have to make the tough choices of cutting services or raising taxes or both. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.